Hi, I'm Bill Slavicek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
Vorpal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Feel your soul dying.
Not completely.
Well,
your soul is pretty strong.
If it was a necromantic machine, I might be able to help. I have an improved degree.
I think the new guy likes to touch the hot stove.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll just let him. It's like killing a hooker.
True. Well, no one feels bad.
I'm sure already dead inside. The one with the elite thing above his head. He comes zooming up in front of you and just screams in your face.
I scream.
Some ghostly spittle goes.
And your face is all.
That's the necrotic damage.
I mean, no, the start of turn six. So you take 5 psychic damage first.
I think it needs a real banshee screen.
Does it
need like
double
hinge
jaws?
Yeah.
No.
Like the mummy.
All right. Yeah,
awesome.
Well, then you aren't affected by the touch of madness.
Well, that's a good thing.
So, no, so no, he's behind you.
You're at 32.
Ooh. No, an eye of fear and flames
behind
you.
Something real fast.
All right, so that was 26 on a 23, unless, Melissa, did you want to do anything because you're holding your action?
Yeah, I'm going to summon a spiritual weapon.
Okay, what does that do?
I conjure a weapon that appears in the target's square adjacent, and my allies gain combat advantage to it.
It'll help.
And then I can move the weapon up to 10 squares to get within range to... kill them all.
Okay. So basically, it helps them have combat.
It helps
advantage.
Everybody else have
right.
combat.
Right. So
advantage.
To make this simple, everybody who moves into attack will have combat advantage against the Wraith.
Yep.
Because she summons this ghostly what? Whatever
it,
you
it
want.
It is a.
It doesn't have to be that.
A ghostly wheelchair.
Power.
You are a priestess of the dragon god, so possibly a wheelchair would be a bad choice. But you know.
You a dragon in a wheelchair?
A dragon in a smoking jacket.
Yeah, a smoking jacket shows up.
Okay. With a saber.
With a saber.
That's fine. Alright, so on 23, John, there are these 4... very pissed off wraiths, one of which is trying to, like, scream in his face.
Well, he's the worst guy, so he's gotta go down.
Aw. Alright.
Going to charge and
yes,
armor the creature trust against the big bad wraith, and part of that would be my the combat challenge to him.
Okay.
He spears the wraith and you in the charge.
I don't think I have anything to work on.
To hit.
Maybe the
longsword.
Sorry,
plus
one.
It's all right. We're all learning, so.
Actually, I think how it works is they just take half damage and everything. Isn't that it with insubstantial?
Yeah.
Jeremy?
19.
You just take half damage?
Yeah.
So nothing really bypasses
it. You can
go
through walls and crap like that.
There's nothing that bypasses it. There's not like a ghost touch anymore. It's just they take half damage from things.
Sorry.
Do they take normal damage from certain things, though?
It depends on what they're weak to. It
depends on the creature. It depends on the creature.
Do we know what wraiths are weak to?
What's 19 plus 12?
Whatever the hell this thing is.
The whole crap load, so you do hit.
I hit him with that.
think about undead. They don't really like holy stuff.
Did it go through me too?
Yeah, it'd probably be radiant damage.
I'd
that's just a guess.
Just
I don't have
you
my character doesn't have religion. So.
My way
you're fine.
I'll take that because that would left me with one
it's
hit point.
It's engineering, deter, and stealth.
Can I make an arcana check to see what they might be elsewhere? They might be weak to other than
13 points of damage.
Okay. Is what type of damage is it?
It's actually
piercing.
Okay.
Is there
okay. I'll say religion.
But you have you're trained in religion anyway.
Yeah, you don't even have to make a check. You know that since they're undead, all the priests and you, and actually you probably would know too, that radiant damage is the way to go.
Just radiant?
That's going to be the main thing. Cause,
no force effects?
This is just with just not even rolling. This is just you know that radiant damage is the way to go. Necrotic damage, probably not.
Yeah. well, force effects have no effect though? Okay.
Yeah. No additional.
Alright, so...
Okay, so the clerics need to get their butts in there.
Right. So that was 23. Our warrior rushes up. He's like, ha-ha! I will kill you!
Ah! Right.
I'm embarrassed about this.
So 20, Robin.
I grabbed her crap bucket. And made good use of it.
Well, Ingrid wouldn't
do
know
I
what they're weak to.
I'm
bringing in my brother.
But,
the keywords are key.
No shitting with arrows, probably not going to do a lot of good, but she's going to do it anyway.
Okay.
She's going to shoot them in their facey faces.
It's such a rare thing.
Yeah, facey faces. Yeah.
Now, are you shooting at the normal ones or the big one?
I'm going to shoot at the normal ones.
Just use force effects.
They're the normal ones? Is that what we're talking about? I will do... you mean the new guy?
No!
12 arrows later, and half elf is like, oh god, it hurts!
Oh, my liver!
Like, you're still alive,
and
so welcome to the party.
New guy, when you took one of those blankets, did one of them happen to be the red blanket that you put on?
Did we? Oh, by the way,
something. Oh!
Scott and Melissa, this is Colin. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did.
Okay, I totally missed that.
I'll do twin strike.
That's okay. Every time somebody hits you too hard, I'll heal you.
Yeah, then they can hit you.
Or two, so we can tag team.
That's right. Well, no, I'm going to
hit.
Okay,
I'll hit.
Cord says awesome. Pow!
She is, really.
But I don't think that's going to do it.
This is the hit.
That's a 15 versus AC and a 21 versus AC.
21 will hit.
It's tiring.
Okay.
It's tiring.
Like, you probably don't want to do something like that.
Yeah, the whole sleep thing.
It's
not
this
your
name.
Yeah. He is
4 weeks out.
Takes
8
damage.
Maybe
you
use
Dementadora.
Better than zero.
Yeah.
I told you
that. Well, actually, I've been able to sleep through a lot of it, so... Basically, I take turns.
Okay, Colin and James.
As much as possible.
Yeah,
it is now your turn.
Can't move at least.
I stub my toe and fall over.
If you
No, I'm kidding.
Onto
my own spell.
And now mute.
Sleep is for the weak.
Is there anybody around
me? No, not much.
John's right next to you.
Okay, better not do that one then.
If you hit it, does that?
You have already proved to be better enough. Yes.
Yeah.
Because you didn't
Yeah, he actually stopped and considered. He's like,
well, no, no, wait. See, now you want to keep him because he actually cares if you get hit.
Well, that's a good step on redemption.
There you go. Probably help us out.
Okay, well, let's do Marcus Ray at the big guy.
Okay.
Wear him down a little bit.
That's fine.
We're controllers. We're
good. Go ahead and roll your attack. What is it versus?
Reflex.
Oh, I forget. Reflex? Always okay. You need to roll 18 or higher.
Jesus.
Well, remember your bonuses that you add on, and not to mention, everybody has combat advantage.
Because you control the environment.
Yeah.
It means you get a plus two to hit.
Yeah, it's a plus two.
Yeah. Can I use just get that 3D. I did so much. I would fall on my own spell. I don't know what that does.
You reroll.
You reroll.
Oh, thank God. I fell on my own spell again.
Try that again. Try that again. Successfully this time.
14. Yay.
Better. Yay.
24.
Jeez.
Good job.
Okay, so roll damage.
So this was up a D.
Look at your thing. All right. Brutal. So it's basically it's, you're using defensive staff.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a D8. Yeah. That's 7.
10.
10 damage. Okay, I'm just double checking something. What type of damage is it?
It's a flame.
Did you have to work on
arcane flame?
I don't work at all.
Okay. So you did 10?
Until I found a job.
Well, I've got like 2 weeks left of school.
Alright.
I don't know what day we're going.
Just someone rushed in and tried to kill
Bad Daddy. Tried to save you.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know where we're going yet. But
all right, so that was 15. James,
someone tried to keep you from dying.
Those stupid dogs.
Are you anything? Yes.
I can. I'll try the vision of adverse attack.
So you don't get the crap beat out of you. Evil things.
Okay, oh, intelligence really? Versus will. The zone pulls the target 3 squares. A target that ends this movement within the zone adjacent to the zone is immobilized. So, yeah.
Strong as no.
Close burst 5. So, does that mean I can hit up to...
It's, five and a, it's a burst 5 from him.
Uh-huh.
It is a minor action, and you actually have to activate... You activate your visions of avarice.
Ah.
This actually hit that
round. Nice. Sorry, I'm not the visions
of. But assume it does.
You can actually sustain that.
Yeah.
It could potentially.
And so are the.
I don't know what damage.
How long? Basically, is
damage like.
Use this as a standard action. And then you do this as a minor, and then you can keep. If you keep spending a minor action, you can keep doing this.
You can just kind of wear them down slowly. Okay. Sure.
You're probably doing about half damage on everything.
Keep doing
no, that's the one.
So it's plus one, plus 11 versus.
Half damage because it's not a.
So you pull them away. Pull them 3 squares.
You turn as a
James is deciding what he's going to do.
Okay,
I think that works.
All right, it basically is a burst 5. He creates a little zone in there, burst 5 in there on them. Well, it's only enemies in the burst. You have to roll to hit each one separately. Okay. So, and it's versus will.
So okay, plus 11.
The first 3 have a will of 14.
Okay.
And the good one has a 17. So
that's a hit.
You hit.
That's a hit. That's okay. A hit.
You set my bell.
And then the other one is what?
17.
That's still a hit. That's still a hit.
Okay.
So that's all.
Hits all of them. They're all pulled 3 squares towards him and now immobilized. Save ends.
Okay.
So they'll go funk.
And he just cast something.
And I'm going to keep it rolling every round. It can roll every round.
So they move forward. It's kind of creepy for you two, for John and Colin, though, because the big angry one kind of phases through you.
Ew.
Yeah, it's, it doesn't do any damage, but it makes you feel all bad inside.
I use my soap for
a bad touch from the ghost.
Basically, what you want
to do. Can I get an opportunity?
What you want to do.
Not when he pulls them like that.
Hit them with that. Yeah. They're mobilized.
Okay, so basically, the ghosts, or the wraiths, excuse
and
me,
you want to keep
are now,
back you're
you two are in the room.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The wraiths are now behind you.
Okay.
So, the door's over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Just setting that up for everybody. Alright, that was 15.
They don't make any humans now.
You're gonna because of her sword. I'm just saying you're flanking.
Okay.
I'm not going to keep track of it right now.
My sword is like, ooh, I'll come around.
Nick.
Hey.
Can you move there within two squares of the wraith?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all,
you can definitely.
Okay. I'll use a minor action to use a Bastion of Health to give him, let him use a healing surge plus 3 additional hit points.
Yes.
To his back. So whatever your surge is,
13, 14,
16, to add that back in. And then I'm going to use Turn Undead, or try Turn Undead anyway.
Right.
So, that's versus Will. Ooh. Let's try.
You're both.
18. It's the first one. It's, how many is it? Four?
There's three normal ones. You need a 14 or higher on those, and then a 17 or higher on the last one.
Okay, that definitely succeeds. That one's gonna cut out again. And that's. Okay, that one hits. And then the last one definitely hits its crit.
Okay.
Yes. You max damage with some damage
so
to him.
The last one's going to take full damage, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and also on each of them, in case, I know that we're already immobilized, but really mobilized now. And again, push about
it's actually an RPG, too.
Bad, nasty, six
yes, it is.
Squares, if I don't know if they can move that far, but they can push six squares away.
Six squares, that's like 30.
Imagine Leroy riding in with a battle axe.
It pushes them out of the room.
Yeah, okay, so damage.
Did you take
something
off and throw it at him?
I don't know. Actually, what's kind of funny, Nick, you could push him out of the room if you really wanted to. That would just make it more difficult for everybody else.
Yeah, I don't really want
to
do that.
It's
like near the end of the room. Okay, so we did 11 in the room.
He pushes them out of the room and then they
can be 18 damage on, I guess, the three normal ones, I guess.
Hell yeah.
And then, I guess, if it's maxed out, 27 on the other one.
Okay, one moment.
It's good to be Snow White. But she has a two-handed sword.
Okay. Actually, this.
The king.
So, how much damage on the last one?
Well, it's. The 2d10 plus 7, so it would be 27, but no, I get for my symbol of.
You have to roll that.
That's like the bunnies. The bunnies.
I'm sorry?
You roll the extra damage for magic items.
Yes.
Crazy okay. Violence.
Where's that? 1d6. Is that on the symbol of life?
If that's what you're using.
I think it is. I presume it is.
It's a symbol of life plus what?
The one in back with the
sides
looks so happy.
Look on the plus two, so it's an additional probably 2d6 damage.
Oh, okay. D6, right?
It should say.
I'm not seeing that on here, but okay.
What does it say?
It says. Okay.
Attack rolls and damage.
You see the critical
plus
box?
D6, yeah, there we go. Under range, or, yeah, okay.
Sometimes it's 2d8.
Okay. So an additional cool. 6, so that would make it 33 for him.
Additional 6.
Yeah.
Ethan. So you see why I want to see Tucker and Dale.
Yes, that was funny.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys are funny. You and John, Colin and John, you're standing there. Now the wraiths are pushed through you this way. Against the wall.
The Rover Red Rover.
And now are standing there in front of you.
Are they still mobile?
Yeah, they're flailing around. One looks really pissed off. Incredibly pissed off.
I thought he already looked like he was pissed off.
Yeah, but now he looks even more pissed off.
Is that possible?
The big guy with the head.
Yeah. The other ones just are always pissed off. So that was Nick and Ethan.
I shapeshift into polar bear and hit them with roar of terror. It's a blast five. Close blast five. So
okay. So now spittle and stuff coming.
Well, if you got the choice,
this is versus Will.
That's true.
14 for the first three, and then
I choose the first three. Nine times out of
ten.
Yeah, it's not like you poke their eyes out if they have any eyes.
Still combat advantage.
But
yeah,
probably not in this game.
I did all three of them, and then on the last one, I hit him as well.
Okay.
They all take a mighty 10 points of damage, and they're all dazed, save ends.
Okay.
Dazed and confused.
Yeah. That was on the channel the other day.
This one's a G4, I think.
That's radiant. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the other? Is the other one radiant too?
I will then. Now, can I? I technically have this. Do I still have the wand? Is it still in the form of a wand? It just doesn't look back at that. Can I still use that as a
wand? Yeah.
As a well, I'm saying as a because using it as a using using the
so
could I is it a move or a minor to do that?
A potion.
Just bros.
Where the fuck are you, potion?
If only it was the good old days where you could be fighting for the potion of power or something.
Oh. Minor action.
Minor.
Okay. Well, I will use it on him.
Okay.
Spend a healing surge, but you just gain 10 hit points. You don't actually. You spend a healing surge and gain 10 hit points back instead of the amount listed.
Ass kicking.
So evil. Use one to get its full effect.
Yeah. So it just goes back up.
Ass kicking.
Holy ass kicking.
You're down to 3 healing surges now.
Then bring it to me and I can bless it.
For sure.
Wait a minute. No,
it doesn't have to.
The character does.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah. I trust people with magic, don't I?
What's the point of it?
Instead of the hit points you normally gain, you just regain 10 hit points. Drink this potion, spend a healing surge.
What do you normally get? What do you normally get for healing surge? 13.
It actually does less.
Yeah, I was like.
Well, the trade off is it's.
You can use it.
You can one use it as a minor action. Two, it doesn't count against your like second wind or anything like that.
But it does burn off the healing surge.
Yes.
Okay. I'll have to look at that. I didn't think about that. Okay. Now we are to Scott.
It's kind of like my bastard health, but not quite as.
No, there's still some alive. Okay.
They're all still alive.
I know.
Well, I've got like 49 more of those.
Potions?
Okay.
That's in this one.
Well, he's got 3 healing surges left, so just.
I feel really good! I need you!
We might be able to help him more.
Actually, for the wand, just don't use up a healing surge. It just gives you the 10 hit points.
Yay!
Yay!
I could give him a Christmas cookie.
I still have one too. I'm saving my Christmas cookies.
You should fly around on your gyrocopter.
I should pull my gyrocopter out.
Yeah, an Oregon.
I'm a druid.
Fireballs.
Sweet.
I'm pretty sure the ornithopter's back in my glade, and I'm using it as a potter, put potting soil in it and growing trees out of it or something.
It's very portable.
Flips and clean the world.
It's a fold out.
Did you see the portable suit on Iron Man 2?
Awesome.
Then I'll let you know when we're going to go see it.
Because
we're going to see it in
free action and then. Standard. So.
I can choose an at will.
Iron Man 2 opens in 2 weeks.
I already added it.
Seeing it on IMAX.
I took a roll and go see the 90s.
Oh, they already.
I
gave you a singing screen.
183.
Can I exchange that for something?
It's all the losers on Tuesday. That was pretty good. What is? I really want to
see the other one. Didn't they make fun of another
Once we get a little bit farther into the game, if you decide to retrain
the motorcycles that they kind of make fun of, I thought of another movie, like the
Mission
Impossible. Because it turns into an encounter power.
Maybe, I don't know if it's a comic, though.
And for your actual stats, that one seemed to be useful.
Shit blows up.
I'm assuming against one of the lessers, as opposed to the greater.
All right.
20 versus AC?
Yeah. That will hit.
That's a pretty sure it's supposed to be good.
That looks pretty cool.
Oh, Moxie. I'm not angry.
You're like, arr, want to be on the table. People are here. Arr.
I hate you all.
What kind of gas pounces on them?
I think all the animals are losing gas all of a sudden.
13 points of damage.
No, I think it's because of our little problem upstairs. I'm either that or one of the cats did something nasty in the box.
It is primal, but not the...
Right?
Right.
Okay.
So.
Well, it did enough damage, though, to kill it.
Yay!
So one of the normal wraiths is dead.
Okay.
These wraiths are kind of...
Hold on.
Happy gift. Yeah. Wrapped with a bow.
Looking good stuff.
Best stuff on earth.
What? Cat crap?
No, Snapple peach.
Oh, I was like, really?
You ate something.
Maybe. That doesn't seem
good. Many uses.
It has many uses. Such as, I don't know.
Flaming bag additive.
How bad are you off as far as being destroyed?
He's back to normal.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Just kind of hanging.
And then since I killed one with the swift charge, I will charge a different one of them.
Okay. You are going to have to probably charge the big one.
That's fine.
Okay.
And then I will spend my action point. And I'll take the...
action points.
The rage strike against the big one then.
Okay. Go for it. Is it versus AC?
Let's see. It will be versus AC.
Well, his AC is an 18.
Okay. Reroll that one.
Okay.
That will hit a 19 AC.
That will hit.
And then we will... So, the Rage Strike... is...
Mm-hmm. They're comfy. You're snoozing. You don't want me to cut you, but that's okay.
Oh, I can see better. Do you remember those one elevation things at the Gen Con or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still no, I didn't get any of that.
Elevation things? No, for casters and stuff like that, if you have like a fly spell. Or
yeah, they're actually pretty cool. It's like this plastic tube with an elevation indicator on it and stuff. It's actually pretty neat. I wanted to get some of those.
Yeah, I know.
It's an elevation indicator for D&D and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's like a like
30 plus points of damage.
Okay. Tube on a stand that's got an elevation thing on it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Pretty sweet. Well, even at half,
he's
not dead. He's dead. At least for regular.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He was going to use all sorts of bad things.
At least on Amazon. They pushed him back.
Too late.
Alright, so, killed off two of them, a big one and a normal one.
I can still
take the wizard's
charge again because I just reduced one to zero with the swift charge, so I will...
Alright, so you angle.
But I don't have any more attacks, so okay. That's fine.
Okay. Alright, well, back to the top. I need everybody who's in the room, which would be Colin,
yes.
Scott, John,
hi.
And I believe Pullover.
You're a much bigger.
to take 5
are you in the room?
No.
Psychic damage.
What if I refuse?
Then you'll take 10 psychic damage.
And if you refuse again?
20. We're on 20.
Sorry, he said
basically he's a particular type. Do you have a save again?
Let's see.
Son of a bitch.
See how big she is?
Mm-hmm. I'm very curious about the
name. Okay, let's see. Do we have a.
Depends on the good.
All right, well, they flail around because they can't move. And there's nobody nearby them, so...
The
rays will be like...
The rays just kind of go...
Their side's still saying 817.
I suppose there's any...
So, probably at least have a turn.
Wait, Melissa, it's all you.
Okay.
There's two left, and they're immobilized.
What about the monster three?
Okay.
So you got to kill them when it's fresh. Because if you're not, you're just totally ruining the curve.
Yeah. The curve is way up here now.
I remember
the
roy isn't making coming out until
I'm throwing dead again, then.
Jesus, is that any counter power?
Yes.
The trainable.
That's cool. We picked them because they were cool.
You just picked mine because it was cool.
No, we gave you a crappy one.
Exactly like that game we have to play.
You have to be someone who kills crap undead.
We wanted to have a priest that could kill undead.
Add 7 to it. Or add.
No.
You've got those. The bonus because of the thing you already cast, so add 9 to it.
Okay.
I think I gave you cool power anyway. And if I didn't, it's Ethan's fault, because he gave it to you.
I want that one.
Hey, 21 cool. Versus Will.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this will hit all of them.
No, okay. It hits everybody.
No, I'm sure you want to pick them.
Now what do I
do?
40-10.
Gentle on everything, but they did have it all
at full
price 10. On Amazon, though.
Plus 4.
We'll see. I'll at least get in on a
yeah.
demo.
Well, tell me which. Well, tell me what you find out, because if it's really bad, I'll cancel my order.
+4. 32 points of radiant damage.
Plus the 5 that they take. Jeez, they didn't even get to regenerate. Okay, they scream and die. You guys have brutally murdered the. Undead race.
Somehow I don't feel bad about that.
All hail the dragon spirit.
They may have had useful information.
Lord help too! It's shaking, making that help.
Alright, so, again, in this room, there are no more doors other than what you just came in. There is a chest.
Hey now.
I open the chest.
I resent that.
A mimic eat you.
There's a scholar's outfit.
Scholar's
outfit. Yep, that's it. A dirty, stinky scholar's robe.
Good for you.
The new kid gets it.
It's for you.
Why, thanks. I cast a tech magic on it.
I don't even have a treasure parcel for it because it's a scholar's robe. It even has sweat. Like.
Oh.
I'll take it. Okay, it's yours.
Uh-oh.
I check the pockets for loose change, though.
You know, burn it at
yep,
some point.
No loose change.
Ah, damn it.
That's not nice. Even a few coppers. All right.
No, it's not like a robe.
How about a mouse turd?
Probably some mouse turd.
Take the scholar's robe and run around in front of the sailors and then toss it on the next enemy.
Okay.
You can burn it and set on fire and then throw it.
They stab
it
with a spear, yeah, probably.
Sorry, I couldn't find
it.
Tie
it onto one of those arrows that you shoot with.
There you go.
Then
yeah.
Shoot there you go. That's it.
The restroom is required
too. Hey, Robert's over. Yes. Pull that power region.
I know you have that flaming sword thing. Do you want the gauntlets to go with that?
Flaming sword is more
powerful. No, because I never really use the sword, and I've got some other gauntlets that help with my archery.
Can I have the flaming
sword?
Yeah.
So, cool.
Seriously, even though that would ask for the flaming longsword, I will just give it to you.
Well, we're not in the middle of battle anymore, and then I can actually ask you instead of give me this.
Yeah.
That flaming longsword brought you into my machine.
Playing, that lets you draw it and attack with it in the same action.
If I could have that, that would be awesome, because I've got the gauntlets that are supposed to go with it.
A warlord or something?
I didn't take the sword because I'm not trained in sword much.
That I could do.
Yeah.
What are you trained in?
Yeah, from the center. And you'll hit that in the scabbard as soon as the battle's over.
But it was everyone.
Oh my.
And everybody else in the group
is the
was
party wipeout?
Like the ones that came in and killed instead of stayed back. So I just never.
I did have one cool.
I had it for initiative and I was close.
Oh,
I didn't like the
Pathfinder
stuff too.
Yep. back, and they're all like hack and
very
slash.
Very nice.
I think had you cast it once, we would have respected the back off.
How about you?
Yeah.
Thank you, characters.
Yeah, we're good now, so.
I'm
next time to rush in.
Just
rush in.
That's right.
You can get burned.
That's right.
Cool. Yeah.
To ash.
Very nice. He's out again. It's very nice. All right.
What do you guys want to do?
I'd like to follow the. Was it? Did we follow the guy out? We did follow the guy out. We're in the room where the guy got drugged.
Yeah, some of you are standing in the sitting room, and some of you are still standing in the guest room.
Room 7?
No, number 14.
14.
That's two encounters. That would be a milestone, right?
Where's 14?
It's the lower right.
Lower right.
I don't see 14.
Well, some of these things are in
the planet 7
cup. We're in the planet 7 cup right now.
We are inside the planet 7
cup. You guys are standing in the planet 7 cup.
And we search it.
Right,
Eric,
there
was
a dollar cup.
Action point.
It was given to him.
Eric's got it was there for that. Dragon Age RPG.
Oh.
Are they Dragon Age yet?
This sucks.
You're happy.
Same people.
I'm still checking.
Is it worth a dollar?
Where?
Is it a video game?
Well, everything's worth a dollar.
I don't remember.
Possibly.
And the tabletop RPG.
I gave the flaming longsword and the ruby scabbard to John.
I might have to.
Okay.
I do have Dragon Age. I'm sorry. I do have the first one.
Okay.
I haven't played it yet. I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
Some of the guys who did.
Yeah.
Avery's just generous that way. She's
awesome.
Throwing out magic
he's
items.
And Star Wars. They did
Star Wars. Yeah. Alright, what do you guys want to do?
Undead.
Still in the room.
Well,
which ones have not been looked at?
We've looked at every room on this floor.
It's 7 weeks, 4-7 we came in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think everything's been explored.
Okay, so let's go up or down, whichever.
I think it's just
I
up, right?
Frog in the boot and let him hop up.
Okay, so you go to the grand staircase.
Yep.
I put the boot on the stairs.
You put the boot on the stairs.
I think that you should send a fireball up the stairs, just in case.
We can alert everyone upstairs.
Yes.
Right. Coming?
Yes.
Hello, we're here.
Nothing happens. I put the boot on.
Please.
And step on the stairs.
And if there's any structural damage, it will come crashing on our heads.
Exactly.
Indeed. I'll make this all easy. I'll just wish. If I had a wish spell, I'll wish for a volcano again.
There you go.
We know what happened with that last time.
Yeah, we're one moment.
Lasers came out of there.
We're trying to decide how we're going upstairs. We're
trying to stop the traffic.
But who else would have thought of that?
It's true. we're fighting a legendary ice creature.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So who?
It did scare it off for a few minutes.
Make it too happy.
Alright, when you put the boot on the stairs,
what's a volcano doing
I need
door?
You to roll a d6.
2.
Alright. The boot disappeared.
Sweet. We're done. Let's go. Boot disappeared.
Right.
Send Frog on a reconnaissance mission.
You don't even know Frog. Frog says, I have a wand now, and we'll burn your face off.
There's some magic items nobody's using, but...
I'm gonna go back and look where we found the boot. Is the boot there?
No.
Okay, the boot's just gone.
Boot is gone. Now, those of you who are trained, officially trained in Arcana...
Yes.
And also speak Draconic...
Yes, I
totally me. What does the rune say?
The rune says foot, but more importantly, give me an Arcana check.
Yes.
If you speak Draconic, add a +2.
Man, really? So 26 for me.
Okay.
79,
25. 10,
I guess, so 29.
I have 29.
Right.
And you vomit forth knowledge.
Both of you have sensed that when he put the boot on, some sort of travel magic was triggered that has something to do with the runes. And if you knew of other runes, you could probably just teleport to that specific room or rune. And you may even be able to use the staircase to go to different levels yourself.
Do we have a rope?
Hmm?
Do we have a rope?
Yeah, actually, I do.
I have a rope.
Yeah, I'm going to get rope.
You wouldn't require rope.
Hi, Dash.
Sure it is exactly us. Six spaces and has a noose.
Yeah.
So you're saying this is a that things step on this and they get teleported to another room.
To another rune.
At least the food did.
Rune.
Or it's teleported back to the entrance from that.
So we turn into runes when we step on this.
Well, officially, yes, it could be transferred to
an
the
escape hatch, yeah. So we don't have to walk all the way back down this tower.
All right.
I just thought if we attach something to the
All room, right. So Nick steps on the staircase and give me a dice six roll.
And probably dies.
Six.
Right? Nick disappears.
Did you tie a rope?
I instinctively go after him when he steps on the stairs.
All right. Roll these in.
Four.
Right? You disappear.
Okay.
Now,
I have a concept for my next character.
You two are still watching this. They're like, fascinating. They have gone to two different places.
It sucks for you.
That's terrible.
But you may be able to control this to get them back if you wanted to.
Well, I definitely want to get them back.
Yeah.
I changed the rune from foot to hand.
Yeah, I'm maybe the warrior. I don't know so much about the druid.
These d20s suck.
They
don't roll above 12.
Yeah. Funny that.
No.
So basically, here's what you have in front of you. You can step on the rune and just randomly go to wherever, or you can attempt to control them and go where you
Why
want.
Why do the animals
can
all
just
of a sudden
go
like me?
Over the stair and go on up?
You could attempt that.
It's because you have that.
Stuff.
It's the rattly stuff. But don't
press the other rooms on this floor again.
Okay.
Are they still on this floor?
Yeah.
They're on this floor?
Yeah, the rooms
have not changed.
No, the people.
Oh, the people. No, they're gone.
Oh, they're gone?
Yeah.
I jump over that step and go on up the stairs.
Okay, you appear back at the bottom.
Well, shit. I go down the stairs.
You appear.
I give you a face of claw.
Oh, the stairs go down too?
And the staircase, it says that it goes down, but it doesn't actually go down. The staircase is attached.
Oh, okay. So
there's no basement.
Okay.
But if you try to head up, you appear right back.
Piss on it. Step on the stair.
Okay. Do you want to attempt to control where you go?
Yes.
Okay, give me an arcane. Add a plus two.
21.
What floor do you want to go to?
Add 10 to that.
So
add 10,
31. What?
The Wandering Geek Podcast, we get to talk about MMOs, and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too, the Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.